Yeah, Miami, South Beach, bringing the heat, Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Jig it out,
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Ah, Fresh Prince himself, Will Smith. Miami. Well done. Will Smith has been famous forever, hasn't he?
Ever.
Forever. There is no Where Are They Now with Will Smith. He's just, he's
in. You can
do it
with his wife, but you can't do it with him.
Yeah, that's right. Not with him. He's been famous forever.
I mean, what? Since like the late 80s.
Late 80s, right? Fresh Prince and the DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Remember that?
Yeah, when he came out with Parents Just Don't Understand. And then.
Okay, here's the situation. My parents went away on a week's vacation, right? And then and today he's still popular.
Looking back. Yeah, now he's
making movies, doing stuff.
He's going to be the genie.
Yeah, that's right. He's going to be the genie in Aladdin. I mean, that's 30 years of stardom. Nobody gets that lucky in Hollywood, right? He must have some information on somebody. How do you get that talented that you can stay in the spotlight like that forever?
You know what? He is pretty good, though.
He's good, though,
Everything he does, everything he's been in, there hasn't been one thing. Well, maybe Suicide Squad, I guess, kind of tanked, but
7 pounds.
Seven pounds.
A terrible movie.
Okay, I guess he's had a few stinkers here and there.
But doesn't matter. You're allowed to have stinkers in Hollywood. Here's the thing about being an actor in Hollywood. This is what I'm starting to learn. Is that a lot of times when you're in a bad movie, you can the actor that's in the bad movie can blame it on the producer, the director, the writer, everything but themselves, and they can get away with it. You write a bad movie, forget it. If you star in a bad movie, yeah. If you're still kind of a box office draw, like The Rock, you know, The Rock could probably be in 3 or 4 really, really bad, low movies that just stink at the box office, but he still will be a top biller, right? So maybe that was Will Smith. He was such a big draw with Men in Black and all the other movies that he was in, that he was allowed to make a couple of clunkers. And then when he was done, he just stayed popular and stayed famous. Yeah. I mean, my God, Will Smith, that's 30 plus years. That's at least 35 years of him being famous. That's remarkable.
Even his TV show.
Like if you look back on some of, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, it had some of the most iconic moments in TV.
There were
some real great emotional they dealt with some serious issues on that sitcom that if you go back on YouTube and watch it, like, wow, that is well done. You want to see the best of Will Smith? There is a scene in his TV show where Ben Vereen, plays his father.
Yep.
Remember that? And he comes to take him
still
on a trip.
Right? Gives me chills. I watched that. I feel like I watched it a few days ago.
Yeah. And he goes, he's Will Smith's going to go with his dad, his real dad. Cause if you know the story, he's living with Uncle Phil and whatnot. And his dad, who's been out of his life, his whole life, he comes back and then the dad doesn't want to take him. He wants to leave. So he tells Will the trip is off, but he's leaving and Will gets it. Like he understands his dad's leaving. He's never going to see him again. Will Smith does an acting job. I can't even begin to describe it. The acting job as a young man that he pulls off. In that scene, transition from, I'm going to be with my dad to my dad's letting me down and I'm disappointed and now I'm bitter and now I'm angry and now I need somebody and Uncle Phil is there. It'll give you chills watching this acting performance. It is amazing. And it's pulled off by a guy who made his bones as a rapper, who was a rapper and then turned into this phenomenal talent.
And not even just a rapper, but like a goofy rapper.
Anti-rapper.
Like, I mean, yeah. We know
silly
rapper.
Lyrics. Yeah, exactly.
Just, I mean, you know, just goofy topics, goofy stuff. I mean, he some of his rap songs, he had one of his, a parody of like Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, exactly. Talked about Freddy Krueger, how scared he was of Freddy Krueger. Wow.
After watching the movie. But I mean, going back to that scene, the one line in that scene, you know, always gets me is, you know, his dad saying, you know, I got some things, I got to do this. He's like, yep. And he says, all right, well, you know, the dad goes, goodbye, son. He goes, goodbye, Lou.
Goodbye, Lou. Yep, exactly.
Like, boom. And it's like, drop the hammer. And then obviously the interaction between him and Uncle Phil.
If you listen to it, I saw this as a YouTube comment, and I went back and listened to it, and I was like, oh, they're right. There, when he does that scene where he goes, why doesn't anybody want me? And Uncle Phil gives him a hug. You can hear crying in the background. One of the actresses is crying, and it's audible into the show.
Or is it an audience or something?
Yeah, somebody, they say it was the actress who played the cousin, the sister. Okay. Yeah, now I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what the comment said. And I went back and I listened to it, and sure enough, it's there, and I'm like, wow, that's incredible. So Will Smith, man, he's been famous for 30 plus years, and that is some talent. Because that doesn't, Hollywood will spit you out, man. They will chew you up and spit you out. You think being a quarterback in the NFL is a tough life? Be a Hollywood star. Because, man, the moment you can't do anything for them, they don't want you around at all.
One moment you make someone mad.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's it.
Like, you know, we talk about Colin Kaepernick being blackballed.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, apparently, who knows? It's still easy to get blackballed in Hollywood.
No kidding.
You make the wrong person upset. You turn one casting agent, one producer off, they won't book you at all, and they will let everybody else know your beef.
Exactly. And on the flip side, if you're good to work with and you make some money, and even if you make some clunkers, it's still you can get jobs forever. I mean, forever and ever. So, my goodness, Will Smith.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like he's had like a career like Tom Cruise has had a career.
Yeah, completely.
Just keep going, keep steady. I mean, Tom Cruise has had some terrible movies. Almost felt like he disappeared there for a few years.
Yeah, and Tom Cruise is going on 40 years of being famous.
Ridiculous.
My goodness. Like, remember when John Travolta wasn't a thing? Remember when
he was gone. What, he's like,
gone. Disappeared.
He did Look Who's Talking, and then that was it. We never saw him again.
Until Pulp Fiction, and then Quentin Tarantino resurrected his career, brought him back into the prominence, and then he started being in all sorts of movies again, flying planes, being in the spotlight, doing all that stuff. But yeah, there was a time where John Travolta, Mr. Saturday Night Fever, Welcome Back, Kotter, right? All done. They threw him out.
He was out of Hollywood.
He was out. They didn't want anything to do with him until Quentin Tarantino was like, hey, I want to be in this Pulp Fiction movie? He's like, sure. And then off he went. Amazing how the business works, crazy.
All he says is, hey, you got to dance, though.
Yeah, that's right. That's
John Travolta has to dance in every movie.
All right, 800-777-2907. Tony D, Ron Culver, SB Nation AM, a little throwback Thursday as we continue along on SB Nation Radio.